Blog Talk Radio.
nigga. All I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga. Front my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl, and one crib. One God to show me how to do things the sun did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood. Mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips. Plotting shit, mad violence. Who I'm gon' body? This hood politics acknowledges. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages. Seeds watch us. Grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us. Roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck. Could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up. The cop shot again. Bus stop glass burst. A fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back. Fuck getting hit. This is my hood. I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on. Little niggas is grown. Look rats. Don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase. The street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience. Leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about. Nigga, the time is now.
Yo, all I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks at 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust. They rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now. My nigga, the time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man, what I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top, too egotistical. Talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weakness is. I have none, too late to grab guns. I'm blasting, cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fool you niggas, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, world gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with dick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got their work and complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sinner. Diamonds are blinded, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic.
One mic. One mic. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
Fuck the cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
Spread my voice to the whole world.
Oh yeah, it ain't over, motherfuckers.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Y'all motherfuckers ready for a W? Ain't gonna get the fuck up.
I do what you want.
But now is when you step the fuck off.
Here's what they think about you. 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 Here's what they think about.
When I was in London, I
won't talk about African. Here's what they think about. 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 Here's what they think about.
Fuck all y'all.
Goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just went and saw. First you was down with the AK, and now I see you on a video with Mitchell Lake, looking like straight Pozo. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo and kept on stomping. While y'all motherfuckers moved straight out of Compton, living with the whites, one big house and not another nigga in sight. I started off with too much cargo, drop four niggas, now I'm making all the dough. White man just fooling, the niggas with attitude, who you fooling? Y'all niggas just phony. I put that on my mama and my dead homies. Yellow boys on your team, so you're losing. Hey yo, Dre, stick to producing, calling me on a fuck. You Benedict, Eazy-E saw your ass and went in it quick. You got jealous when I got my own company, but I'm a man and ain't nobody helping me. Trying to sound like American most, you can yell all day, but you don't come close. Cause you know I'm the one that flow. You done ran 100 miles, but you still got one to go. With the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-P and y'all disgrace the CPT. Cause you get fucked out your green by a white boy with no Vaseline. You're getting fucked real quick, and Easy Dick is smelling like MC Ren shit. Tried to tell you a year ago, but Willie D told me to let a hoe be a hoe, so I couldn't stop you from getting gay. Now let's play Big Bank, take Little Bank. Tried to diss Ice Cube, it wasn't worth it, cause the broomstick fixed your ass so perfect. Cut my hair, now cut them blogs, cause I heard you like giving up the drugs. Gang banged by your manager, fella, getting money out your ass like a motherfucking ready teller. Giving up the dollar bills. Now they got the villain with a purse and high heels. So don't believe what Ren say, cause he's going out like Houston Kid Day. But I got a whip for you, Toby. Used to be my homie, now you act like you don't know me. It's a case of divide and conquer, cause you let a juke break up my crew. House nigga got a running high, yelling Compton, but you moved to Riverside. So don't front MC Ren, cause I remember when you drove a B210. Broke as a motherfucking joke. Let you on the scene to back up the first team. It ain't my fault. One nigga got smart and they ripping your asshole apart by taking your grin. Oh yeah, the villain does get fucked with no Vaseline. I never have dinner with the president. I never have dinner with the president. I never have dinner with the president. And when I see your ass again, I'll be hesitant. Now I think you a snitch. Throw a house nigga in a ditch. Half pint, bitch. Fucking your homeboys, you little maggot. Eazy-E turns faggot with your manager, fella. Fucking MC Ren, Dr. Dre, and yeah. But if they were smart as me, Eazy-E would be hanging from a tree with no Vaseline. Just a match and a little bit of gasoline. Light him up, burn him up, flame on. So that Jerry Curl is gone. On a permanent vacation, off the massive plantation. Heard you both got the same bank account, dumb nigga. What you thinking about? Get rid of that devil real simple. Put a bullet in his temple. Cause you can't beat a nigga for life, crew. With a white dude telling you what to do. Pulling wolves with your scam. Now I gotta play the silence of the lamb. With a mission who's a punk too. Trying to fuck me, but I'd rather fuck you. Eric Mike, punk always in assumption. Getting fucked at night by Mr. Shit Packer. Bend over for the goddamn cracker, no Vaseline.
Motherfucking no job having ass, motherfucking Jerry Curl like Ambi wearing motherfucking bitch.
Healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see it. I can see the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scar. The scar that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bedroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. but your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your visual meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. So because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of, please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you're holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason, their advice at that particular time appears to be right, because these are your friends who are giving you this advice and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love and wrap them in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs of sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flowed from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice that the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the scar. You feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness, and it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind it is us.
Succulent lips and those forward-figured hips. Ass sits like a statue of thoroughbred Eastern Continental goddess, and you got this way of making me want to write erotic and tasty bars like a Milky Way dressed in lingerie. The looks we trade explains that you digging what I say. My display is California swag with the Midwest tongue, gangster grunge hung, and it hits like a Selassie Ainati root boy that will lick your pearl tongue ting a time or two. Me not true till you come, did me pull out me stun gun and go on to run your poom poom plum with the cadence of a snare drum. My surgeon seed is in need of your perfect randomness. Caress and handle my mammo. Uplift this gift. My simple wish is that you grip me with your fist and make this mic drip. Just like that. Make my mic drip. You're tripping, you get me tripping when you do it like that. Acrobatic tongue lashes on my demographic has me breathing asthmatic. You're fantastic at classically mastering my apparatus like you practice verbal gymnastics, and I find it attractive that you swag with your gag when you're orally active. My stretch is asking, rather demanding that you back that fatness in my direction. Crash my erection with the wetness of your intersection. I'm collecting electric vibes from your amplified love sounds when I'm inside. Your midnight cry strokes the ego of my earlobes as if my stronghold is at the mercy of your lips. I'm missed with your grip, and we fit as if we were made up for each other by a locksmith. So enamor me with your gifts. Let your temple be filled with my mist at this climax of our trip. I just ask you this. Can you make this mic drip?
Yo, 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 what is going on? What it do, family? Man, we are back. We're back. Post-inauguration. We got a new president in the White House. More important than that, man, we got a sister in the White House. Madam P. Kamala Harris. Oh, and Joe Biden, too. He's in there, too. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. This is Aziz, the Pulmonologist, and this is Drip the Mic. It is Friday, but tonight we are doing open mic. Now, I did start to set off a little bit different. As you notice, I squeezed a little Paul Cram in there. Just want to give a prayer out to him. I'm not going to, you know, really say what's going on. I'll let him talk about that. But just, you know, hold him in your prayers, and he'll be all right. But he was supposed to host with me tonight, so I am listening. I am very, very, very sorry that he's not here. We was going to act the motherfucking fool. And it was going to be a dope show, but we're still going to do what we do. We're still going to do what we do. Man, it's been a lot going on in his world. It's just been crazy. Like, you know, like everybody was talking about, they was ready to get 2020 out the way. And I'm thinking to myself, it's just the date, right? December 31st, 2020 was just the date. When shit ready to stop getting crazy, it's going to stop. Ain't no year going to change that. Nothing. And what happened? Shit continued to get crazy. So I just, you know, I hope everybody out there is, you know, keeping an eye out. Us people of color, we don't know what those crazy people, those conspiracy theorists, election denying people going to do next. I try to keep up on my on what's going on. I wouldn't say politics, but just current events. And with that comes politics. So, you know, just kind of, if you're out there, just be careful. Now, tonight, though, tonight we're going to do some open mic. We're just going to do some open mic poetry. Anything is welcome. We don't care what you bring. Just bring it. Just bring that heat. No matter what the subject is. We're gonna enjoy it. We're gonna get it going. And I guess what I can do is, I guess I can go ahead and start out the show just to kind of set the tone. And again, whatever you bring tonight is all good. You don't have to bring what I bring. You don't have to bring erotic, although I would love to hear some erotic. But if you don't bring that, whatever you bring as well. Before I do go off into my piece, I do have to bring somebody in, if she's able to come in. I'm going to see if my queen is able to come in and ask me the question real quick. Queen, are you there?
Good evening. Yes, I am here. I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Well, I know you got your hands full of there. I definitely know that. So,
yes, indeed. It's trying to nod off as we go. As we speak, hopefully we'll just fall straight on to sleep. But I think I'm not going to hold you up.
All right.
I'm going to ask you this lovely question of the evening, sir. And that question is, Aziz the Pulmonologist, can you make my mic drip?
Absolutely. I'm sure you heard, I break my victims down, adjectives, nouns, predicates, and verbs. I was closely observed, stomping the curb until begging and slelling made me a felon. can't be caught with no weapon, but fuck that, I'm still packing when I'm stepping. No letting some nerd with nerve test this Smith with words. OG in this shit, I serve, observe lessons. My literary aggression is Smith with the weapon like Wesson. My lyrics got no chill, you soft and unskilled. Weak ass ink spill, nothing hard about you for real. The Smith in your blood is soft as will. My seal reads 80 proof and toxin filled. This is why I'm ill, but you more than sick. Hangover cause you tried to diss this pulmonologist and got hit with more bars than a Vegas strip. You let your lips spit what your image don't fit. You ain't equipped to live with the choices you made. Thought you wanna fade with this FOI raised, turf made lyrical hand grenade. With rage like Carrie on prom night. Keep fucking around, I'll smash the stuffing out you clown like you under my bed in Poltergeist. I hold my pen with my right when I write, with my wife on my left looking right, looking at me like baby sick 'em. Rip 'em to no more oxygen is in 'em. So I got to make you that provocative victim. Unpredictable symptoms as I go off like a powder keg. You looking up cause my word game above your dome like a shower head. Dripping, bar slipping like a transmission from this fatality practicing verbal assassin. When I'm active, I be snapping. I don't clap back cause I be the first to clap it. I empty my clip, grab a shift and start to stab it. My pen has a sick imagination, making my words do tricks, roll over and play dead like a Dalmatian. My cadence is prone to commit poetic criminality. Electrocution for my fingers when I write like Raiden ending a fight with the fatality. Come back when your pen is growner. Do some push-ups, get a little stronger, because I'll gut you with metaphors and analogies like your ID reads, organ donor. And that's that drip.
Wait. Okay. So, first off, this is New Ink.
That is New Ink.
The part about the organ donor, don't step to you, sick 'em. Yeah, you went in. I have to say, you actually went all the way in. Whoa. And I saw you when you were writing this, so I know that you eat. Well,
yeah, that's why I put that one part in there. I don't know if you tripped off of it. I said, I hold my pen with my right when I write, with my wife on my left looking right. Because you remember you're on the left side of the
I heard it, but the sick'em was the part that stuck with me.
Well, I'm glad you got some enjoyment out of that, my love.
Oh, well, you're not the only one with fresh ink, though.
Oh, so, okay, cool. You're coming in now. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. No, I saw you in the lab, too. So, I mean, I guess why I got you here, why don't I go ahead and question you real quick? Subliminal.
I'm listening. Yes.
Can you make this mic drip?
Always. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Stop the steal. Rings out across the land. I agree. Can you please stop stealing our rights? Stop stealing our lives. Stop stealing our constitutional freedom of speech. How long will society's prejudiced humanity be infected with radical discrimination of supremacy? This inaccurate, outdated, broken down, subsidized, outcries, systematic version, predictions. These are the predictions of the definition of you saying this land is our land with racism. See, this land is our land. This land is your land. So let's make America great again. Yes, Let's Make Our Land Great Again from California to the New York Island. Stop suppressing the Trump and bide in the United Stand for all, for all, for all. All for one and one for all. Why? Because this land was made for you and me. Stop the steal. Stop the steal. Stop the steal of disrespectful words designating out of the mouths of racialist humans, bias to others based on the color of another man's skin. See, this was passed down over generation, yet forefathers signed a bill passing a law all mankind creatively equal and free. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Yet 45, Mr. Macho Macho Man, is constantly pointing fingers, accusing others for his mistakes. Just to have his monetary gain, spreading lies, and Corona 1-9 is rounding the corner. Yet rounding the corner was more lives passing and no plans to make it end. Conjunction, junction, what's the fucking malfunction? Vetoing every bill threatening the economy, wealth of everyone who feels, he feels, is against him. You see, he's bearing false witness, falsified information, running rampant. Stop still. Stop the still. Stop the still. Stop the still. The still is still violently shattering humanity, stripping governmental rules, the rules this world's commanding commandments, governing rights and wrongs. Pass a bill. Pass a bill. Pass a bill. Oh, wait. Congratulations. You see, the very law your ancestors mandated to govern and control this world, and this very same law is the one that you're using, your toxic, racist reality essence to believe in. This land is yours. Really behooves me, because honestly, the honesty and honor against humanity is now the law that's magnifying the numerous corrupt and dishonorable intentions of the last presidency. But I'm not rightfully saying that he was elect. He was the right presidency who intended for radical programming, intentions of literacism, confessing humanity and humanitarian beliefs. Impeach his ass. Impeach his ass. Impeach his ass. Impeachment is the only solution to this situation. Bust rain straight to the foundation. This revolutionary commander would have busted his head open to the white meat shows. Or in this day and age, shoot first, ask questions later, mentality towards minorities, and spank the hands of the pale white, light skin. Pass a bill that Black Lives Matter. You see, if it wasn't for Black Lives Mattering during the insurrection, pale lives would be dead. Yet that doesn't matter, because this land is your land. We're not asking that you treat them like you treat us. We're asking that you treat us like you treat them equally. You see, we marched in peace and got treated like animals. They stormed the Capitol in violence, and they was treated like honorable humanity of valor. Conjunction, junction, what's the malfunction? See, a stimulus package of 600 doesn't fix the issue. It's only a Band-Aid to silence and hide the world's oldest infected issues. Stop the steal of the battle our ancestors have fought for us. They've been through and died just so we didn't have to. Make America great again? Well, the only way is to end racism. See, we are all law-abiding citizens, yet we are being disrespected, murdered, and killed based on the color of our melanin. You see, I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. And that's that drip.
That right there was shots fired. That was shots fired. Oh, wow. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Myself and any of us that knows your pen knows you pretty much right about everything else other than what you just wrote about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong. I couldn't tell in the piece because it was a dope piece. But it was, you know, you usually leave that up to me between us. You know what I'm saying? So, but hearing you kind of embody everything that myself and I'm pretty sure a whole bunch of others feel. And do it so elegantly, and then the way you mixed it with the Saturday morning cartoon. I'm just a bill. I'm only a bill, because that is so relevant. It's so relevant to what you were speaking. That was crazy. That was crazy. I love that piece. tell us about
you.
It.
Well, I'm sitting there, and you know, we watch the news every day, like every morning, every night,
right,
every
yeah.
hour mm-hmm. on day. And it just like hit me. You know, they running through there talking about hang the VP. They're talking about this is our land. Look what they're doing to our land. This is our country. This is our country. No. It's not the hour that they're saying. This is the hour that all of us. It's ours.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that bill was passed a long time ago, giving us equal rights and freedom.
Right, right. Well, yeah, that just speaks to the arrogance and the privilege, you know.
Privilege.
Joy Behar on MSNBC said it best. They pulled that off. They had the nerve. Pull that off because they know their standing in this country. Everybody knows that was a mirror to the face of America, showing the two different set of laws. Because you know how they came down. Like, they was more than prepared for any Black Lives Matter movement.
I like the fact that they're sitting here saying that it's our land, it's our land. But if it wasn't for that black officer leading them away from them,
right.
This could have been worse.
Yes.
See, they say we don't matter, but we do matter.
Right. Oh, big time. And it was felt this year. I think it was felt this year around election time. It was made more than prevalent, especially you know, I always love to give much accolades to our black women. You know, I always said that it's going to take a black woman to lead us out of this mess. I stand by that. I've been saying that for years now.
Yes, you have.
I've been saying that for years. And I mean it, you know, it's going to take, and that's why it's so important that we as, you know, men, if I wrote that piece, I may have to, but that's why I wrote that piece, because I felt that it was so relevant, you know. Sometimes I feel like white men know what we don't know, right, or what we don't show that we know. And what I mean by that is, like, if we're not around, they brave and they like to bully. bully our sisters. They love, you know, they're some punks. And so, you know, and I feel like they know, like, when they know after black women take their rightful throne and we as warriors are the protectors of that throne, they know shit gonna change. See, we as men, we had our chance. We need to get out of our way. Being a man ain't always, you know, being a decision maker or, you know, the person that has to say what goes. Sometimes being a man is understanding your position and understanding where your strength may be. And I'll be the first to admit, if my strength in the position of my marriage is to be the force behind the laws that you lay down, then, and that's what makes us work, then that, and accepting that is what makes a man a man. You see what I'm saying?
I understand that. But it's also like that other piece that I wrote, and I was talking about how they sell us like we're jewels.
Right.
So, because they realize how valuable our black men are.
Right.
Yes, it's going to take, I agree with you, it's going to take a woman. But hey, we're nothing without our king.
Oh, yeah. That definitely works both ways.
That's why I turned back around and said, I'm here to help you straighten your crown, take back the land that our ancestors had for us.
Mm-hmm.
See, they don't realize this land is our land way before they even got to this land.
Dig that. That's definitely deep right there. That's definitely deep. But that piece that you did. go ahead, I'm sorry.
But what they fail to realize is, well, when they realize that how great we are and how powerful we are, they try to kill our spirits and beat us and make us work for them. Our ancestors work for them.
I would even play devil's advocate on that. And I would even say, I would go so far as to say, I think they know. I think they're well aware of that.
Yes, they're aware of
that. I think they're well aware of
that. That's why they are scared of us.
I think it's us as a whole need to know. We need to know that. You know, we need to know that.
That's because we were raised
as a collective,
to believe that.
Once we learn it as a collective, I mean, it's not going to be up to them.
This Millennium X, this Generation X, they're going to show them. I marvel at how they not taking this. See, our age, you know, parents will say, no, you sit back, you let this happen, you do this, you do that, you avoid them. This Millennium X is not doing that. They're saying, we're tired of this.
I definitely agree. So I am going to do, since we are talking about the power of black women, I am going to do Silence of the Power Source. Then we're going to take a little break.
Okay.
Silence of the Power Source. Brothers, wake up, wise up, take up arms. Let's size up these cracks on the attack of our black women. They are our new voice, and we got to catch up because our sisters are being silenced and killed at alarming rates because the world can feel them coming. My sisters are on the rise. Matter of fact, they have arrived everywhere. So to my brother warriors, this is a summons. White America moves at lightning speed to impede this melanated breed, but we as the census see need to step up, not step aside, to ensure a path, because one day you could be down for sure that a black woman will lead. It boils me to see on TV this orange motherfucker pointing at my sister April Ryan and say, have a seat, like she was beneath. I grit my teeth and think how we, black men, need to be like killer bees protecting the queen. Our power source can't afford to have less than the strength of our best stepping up to protect. Send a message like, don't fucking mess with our hornet's nest. Make no mistake, this is the silence of the power source. Our daughter, Nia Wilson, murdered at the BART station by a symptom of this evil force. So, of course, we need to be a force, because we as black men, if we don't enforce, we leave our queens alone, set out on a collision course. These are our issues. If your skin is black and you are a man, it ain't a question of can you. It's a statement of fitting where you can. This is the silencing of our power source. Don't tell me you don't understand. Try telling that shit to Sandra Bland. Black man, stand up, man up. This tanned up so-called president has made it evident through Dog Whistle Panther that our precious black women are to be made look ignorant because of his inability to handle a real question when they raise a hand up. Makes me want to raise my hand up, shape up a black fist, and knock the shit out of the next racist ass lunatic that tries to attack my sis. We can no longer stand for this shit. They can't dismiss and silence the power source. See, brothers, we need to state our case so that we shape the mindset of her to appreciate our place, replace any doubt, give her faith that you are her security. She is the base, provider of the egg, mother of the seed. A kingdom unstable is one without the queen. We diminish and demean our power source when we abuse and shame, ridicule, call B-names. If we harm our queens, others feel empowered to do the same. Today, racism has gotten brave, but we cannot let the power source be its prey. See, the stance we take must say to the other race that you're going to stay your ass out of our black queen's face. Respect is a requirement, and we require they unhand our power source, because the violence will not be their silence. You see, while we hustle for that dollar and grind for that last dime, our beautiful black dimes are under siege, and it's been time that we draw a line to these spineless crimes. America steps aside, so brothers, we need to be that protection provider. Let's lift our queens higher and make this earth brighter from the fire of our power source. And that's that drip.
Yeah, I remember when you wrote that one too. Boy, boy, boy. The first time
I
heard you say that one, yes, yes.
Yeah.
The first time I heard you say that one, yes, yes, yes. I was like, you know, I got to come back with something like that. And I'm sitting there like, I don't know what I'm going to say because I ain't ever wrote the type. That was the first time I wrote anything encouraging, uplifting, whatsoever. But your pen, oh my God, your pen is just raw.
Thanks. Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, wow.
But
I definitely appreciate that.
I want to know. Well, okay. So I had someone call me and give me a challenge.
All right.
And I know they're in the building. And this challenge that they gave me was about rebuilding their faith in humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Because they felt that so many of us are always dogging each other or bringing each other down or like crabs in a barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
So before we take this break, and I don't want this person to dip out. I want them to actually hear it. Do you mind if I go ahead and take the mic again?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So this is called Inhumanity. Here I am. Here I am in this mind of mine, voices going back and forth, round and round, with thoughts measuring my faith in humanity. I have too many questions. Broken hearted one moment, repeating traumatic monsters. Anxiety, fear, worthlessness, depression, crushing my greatest fear, fitting the mold, shaping this me. One voice saying, let's not fight today, while another responds, give up. Let's die tonight. Imagine two ruling forces battling like wolves. Your final existence. This is me in an upside down world with life or death for thoughts as these who needs enemies. I long for a solid answer, successfully serving my mind's dramatic maze, finally free. But I'm curious. I'm curious as a proud queen in this life wearing a heavy crown, decreeing royalty, am I still worthy of something, or is this just pointless? Building and encouraging humanitarian friendship, relationship, sisterhood, even worth establishing. I'm told in this life, never quit nor walk away. If you can help one person, that's a dramatic win. Death is infinity. It doesn't change the sudden gripping fingers. Block. In this life, relationships, friendships, and sisterhoods are going to go through unhumanitarian experiences. Learn from all of these life commitments. Then adjust your perception. Clear the clutter, damaged places, placing them in the appropriate classification. Never call an enemy a friend, a relationship, a sisterhood when it disrupts your peace. Now, I don't want you to dance a rejoiceful full two-step, throw your arms in the air, making a mighty blow, reestablishing your mark, boasting your peace within. So when death comes calling for the book of life, reaching and asking your name, that name, you've done everything appropriately. Appropriate without spots or blemish. Yes, 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 yes. Right down to reclaiming your inner peace while accomplishing this divine purpose for your life. Be encouraged, no matter what's going on. And that's that drip.
Yo. Wow. Well, that person, I mean, I'm pretty sure they feel in there and they definitely appreciate that. And, you know, that was real cool of you to do. That was nice of you to do for that person. very deep. Very deep.
Well, when they brought it up, I was like, wait, what? I'm through with the world. I just wanna move and not deal with anybody. And it brings me back to the very, 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 very piece of the idea. This land is our land. But if we know who we are and whose we are and stand on that and take back what the devil meant for bad, because God ain't doing nothing but using it for good. And for those of you who don't believe in God, that higher power, that being, it means us good. So stop letting this negativity in this world pull us down. There's a blessing in knowing who everyone else is in your life. Humanity, humanity, humanity. It's not always right, but sometimes you need it in order to get through and to go on. Thank you for that challenge. Thank you for that challenge.
Yeah, you're hitting some major points tonight. You're hitting some major, major points tonight. So since we did that, I'm going to go ahead and bypass the break for right now. Let's see what some callers got to say.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Drip the Mic, Friday Night Open Mic. I am your host, Aziz, the Pulmonologist. That dialing number is 646-378-0355. Press that 1 to make this mic drip. Tonight is open mic, and no matter what you bring, just come on through, kick it with us in the hotel. We're having a little post-inauguration celebration, and just enjoying ourselves on this Friday night, taking you into your weekend. Let's go to the callers and see who we got on the line. 323, you in the building. Who do I have?
Peace and grace. This is Sincere from Los Angeles. Blessings, everybody.
Hey,
happy Friday.
Sincere, how you doing, my brother?
Good evening.
Hey, I'm wonderful.
Yes, good to hear from you, man. I ain't heard from you in a while. Happy New Year, happy inauguration, and all that good stuff to you, my brother.
Man, I appreciate it. It's just life threw a curveball, and I had to bury some family members, and I had my cousin, who I found out had COVID, and he was sleeping in his car. So I was kind of distraught for a minute. Yeah, man, it was something that I had to pull myself back together and just pray for people. So thanks for allowing me to be here, and thanks for this platform.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to have you, my brother. It's an honor and pleasure to have you here. So we're just doing, you know, no particular subject tonight. Whatever on your heart, whatever on your mind, go ahead and let it off. I'm going to go ahead and pass you on over to the lady real quick, and I'm going to back on about the way.
That sounds good to me.
Sincere.
Yes,
Sincere,
ma'am.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
That question is, can you make this mic drip?
I can make this mic drip.
The mic is yours.
Don't take me for some type of dead poet looking for fame from facts. Check the history books. When you could and would do things to hide your history behind color fences forward the last 120 years, that's humanity at stake. Forgiveness have been rendered out more than once. When the joke is around town with a Negro cannot do what the white folks do, or how did he get to be handcuffed after shooting up the movie theater in the school full of kids? Humanity for Greece. Let me explain my history as it was taught onto me in Google by YouTube or local libraries, all types of educational resources, stored data for me to remind how awful the number one killer behind money, greed, power, sexual favors begot humanity, forgot the human beings that voted you in. Well, no need to say what I'm going to say. The attack on D.C. and the threat on all 50 states made me wonder. Forgiveness needs to be shared amongst those who do not see fit to give it? Is that humanity? Don't assume I'm assuming you're a fool for thinking I'm a fool for not paying attention then and now about facts. It is either black or white. No other color matters. Just reminding through the cross that was once burned on people's lawns across the states. Howe and Bowles from the Moosehead League 666. Don't take me for some type of dead poet looking for fame from facts. That's that drip, Sincere from Los Angeles.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The grandbaby is moving a little bit, so I'm going to give mine real peace, real quick. Sincere, the part where you talked about the humanity and us voting for him, how can you forget us? That was powerful, very, 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 very powerful. Now, I'm going to try to get I'm going to close my mic because he's waking up.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, I echo that sentiment. We got to keep them. They got to know who put them where they at. They got to know. And I agree with Charlamagne. I don't agree with a whole lot that you said, but we got to hold their feet to the fire. We can't accept it no more. No more of that shit. And so I just think that piece was definitely on time for the climate. It was totally necessary, and man, I think that was something that needed to be said.
Thank you so much. And I hate to give him credit. The last administration opened Pandora's box to everything, and he made the world, the United States citizens, realize our votes do count, and they work for us. So now it's time to put the pressure on them.
Oh, no, we needed that. I've said that before. You know, that injection was kind of needed. He showed America a mirror, basically. And because of the lack of restraint that they put on him, like they did Obama or like they would do someone else, the lack of restraints that they put on him allowed him to just go off the hinges unchecked. And so he was able to show America a mirror till that shit finally boiled over and came to a head on January the 6th. And that's all they kept saying on all the news channels, how the difference in the reaction would have been if those was Black Lives Matter people, right? So he came in, and I agree with you so much on that, and I say that a lot.
Now that the world knows that the African-American Negroes built this country, died for this country, we will no longer be tolerated. And the next war is going to be hell. So I hope
right.
that the 50 states have paid attention and all that white, all those hidden messages that's cryptic about color,
right,
that won't be tolerated. Yeah. So everybody's been taking heed. That was a warning from your white kids that always got away with it. Now the other kids are going to take it over.
Man, because they shouldn't have saw that. They shouldn't have saw that. And America's not sending a strong message, like a non-tolerance message. I mean, all the people they're arresting is fucking getting out of jail. I remember when I'm talking about these people are walking. This chick stole Nancy Pelosi's laptop and had planned to send it, sell it to the Russians. And the judge let her out because her mama.
She's on house arrest. Don't forget house arrest. She's on house arrest.
Dude, listen.
For 90 days.
When I was out there in the streets banging and shit, man. I remember I went to jail for 5.1 grams of crack cocaine. That's less than a quarter ounce. My bond was like 50,000 cash. Didn't even look at an OR or no shit like that. And I'm like, wait a minute. This chick went into a
federal
government building, took federal information from the head of the house, and was going to sell it to Russia, a white lady. And she gets out without paying a penny because her mom said, oh, she'll make sure she come to court.
And she's on 90-day house arrest? That's that white privilege.
Come on, man. Man.
Now you said something. Now, I got a lot of friends who did the street business, as I call it.
Half
of us didn't have passports to get that cocaine, to get it. So who do we buy it from?
Right.
The
government. Exactly.
So they know who we bought it from to set us up. But which we understood we needed that money because they put us in that bind. Okay, dig it.
Right, exactly.
But tell the truth where we got it from, because you know most of us don't have passports to go across seas to go buy it.
Right. Exactly. And I'll tie something else on to that. Man, I remember in the 80s, mid to late 80s, in California, Oakland, places like that, you could be coming back from playing basketball, coming from a store, taking a shortcut through the field, might cross over the railroad tracks. It's a train sitting there with a car open that delivers guns. You understand what I'm saying? So basically, they just pull the train up, knowing that car was open, all them guns, and they just end up flooding the neighborhood. We can't get no damn Russian assault rifles and AKs and all that shit over here, man. Come on now. And so it was right on time with the rise of the gang. You know, it was right in tune with that, you know. And so it's just amazing. It's just amazing how evil and how deep the deceit goes, you know. And so, man, I do. But, man, listen, brother, I thank you so much for bringing that peace. We needed it. It was necessary. And, man,
blessings, my brother.
Back. Yeah, I definitely want to give my heart and my prayers out to your family.
Man,
you know,
I appreciate
we all
you, brother.
Right now. Absolutely, my brother, absolutely. And please, man, don't be a stranger, my brother. Always reach out.
I will. I appreciate it. I love every single one of you. Thank you for this opportunity, and you guys be safe.
Love you too, my brother. One love, and you be safe out there.
Yes, one love.
Yo, man. That was Sincere just came through here. Man, Sincere just came through here and lit it up with that piece. He just hit so many jewels in there. I didn't mean for us to talk that long, but he was hitting so many jewels in there. That I just had to speak on it. But I'm going to keep it going. We do have another caller on the line and in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, there is none other than Miss VIP. Hello, Miss VIP. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh man, I'm doing beautiful. I'm doing beautiful. Happy New Year,
yeah.
Happy post inauguration,
mm-hmm.
and all that shit. We made it. We're here. You know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we made it. We're here. We And man, I'm just, you know, I just give out thanks to all of my people who made it or whatever. So what did you think about the inauguration?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see our girl?
Of course I saw Amanda Gorman.
Oh,
of course I did.
Man, listen.
She was incredible.
Listen.
She
I was sitting
incredible.
Here telling my wife, I was like, I'm getting chill bumps as this
mm-hmm.
girl is spitting his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And
she was incredible.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah, apparently she has a whole lot of other works. I went on Twitter and I followed her. And no, that girl's doing
mm-hmm.
work. She's doing work.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. She definitely.
She reminded me of a young Nikki Giovanni. You know, quite the poet. Quite the poet. I love the way she delivered it, and she
right.
actually left me feeling like there is hope. We are the light,
yeah.
you know, we're going to take it, you know what I mean, you know, so,
yeah.
And the first thing I thought was, it was one of the best inaugurations I've seen. I stopped after her when they began
mm-hmm.
to, you know, adjourn and whatever, but I didn't see all the rest of it, all the entertainment. I really wasn't interested in that, but I was really, really happy. I was like, wow, I was happy for the first time in a couple of weeks. Because as a veteran, that attack on the Capitol, it hurt my feelings. I'm like, I've got a line to protect your behind, and then you gonna
right.
come up and do this mess. So that's
you
one
know
of,
I
one
saw
of the things that
I saw
really
a lot
got
of that same
me.
Sentiment. Yeah, I saw that same sentiment echoed by active duty and veterans, soldiers.
Absolutely.
From all the branches,
yes, absolutely.
Online,
mm-hmm.
over the internet, and a lot
mm-hmm.
of those.
Yes.
A lot of those.
Absolutely.
But that's only
yeah.
because
so,
they think that this land is their land. This is not their land. This is our land. This is
right.
our
right.
land. Yes. Our
right. as
your
well.
Land and ours.
Exactly.
Yes. Ours.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, our, yeah, it's ours.
Hey,
right.
VIP. How are you?
I'm good. I had to dip out real quick, get the grandbaby off with the mama. Now I can fully get here.
That's what's up. Now I didn't come politically correct tonight, but I did.
Oh
come.
No, anything you
not
bring tonight? Anything?
Okay.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Not my usual.
No, whatever you
but,
bring tonight is cool.
But I'm glad you brought it up though. I mean, because nowadays my first thought is I am not my descendant. Don't mess with
right.
me.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
I am not. I am not them. And you can bring it if you want to.
That's
right. You can bring it if you want to. Right. So, but with that, I have a piece.
I ain't no gangster. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. Oh no.
Mm.
I do have a piece. I wrote it a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, with that being said, then. Ms. VIP, can you make
yes,
this
sir.
Mic trip?
I'm going to give it a shot.
The mic
this
is
piece.
Yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Quicksand. When we met, it was like quicksand. You oozed sex from your pores and I sank. I had no rope, no hope to get out from under. Your kiss made my body sink so far down I couldn't sink. Quicksand. You take my hand, make me understand that you're falling too. Resistance is futile. That you discovered unwittingly, yet welcomed it wholeheartedly. Quicksand. You inserted yourself in my psyche to my surprise. I sank into your energy. I saw red. I saw blue. I saw every color. I saw you. It was amazing. I didn't think I could ever cross this path once more.
yet love has crossed lines and led to my door. Quicksand, love land, Swaziland, the rhythm of us. Did you hear the beat of our heart? Now they're in sync. I know I'm in love. I no longer think. Quicksand. That's that piece.
Yo, yo. Now, here's the thing. Now, that wasn't what we normally heard. It was a switch up. It was just as brilliant. It was just as brilliant. And so the name of that is that Quicksand?
Yes.
I love that. I love every bit of it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I noticed she's been touching a lot more of her sensual, sexy side. I wonder if that has anything to do with Wednesday night shows. But instead of Wednesday night, what you got going on tonight?
Well, we do have a pop-up show. It's a Q&A with the Sexy Divas of Epiphany. So we're going to have some fun tonight.
A Q&A?
Yeah, question and answer session.
That
does not mean you get to go over there and harass these women with your... See, people think that it's me. No, I don't have a warped thinking. I was trained this way because he taught it to me.
He will
think of some crazy stuff.
People think that it's you because it's you,
it's not me.
People think that it's you because it's you.
No. There's no subliminal message in that, in what I just said. It's all true. I learned it by watching you.
Oh, my.
Ms. VIP.
Oh, boy.
Ms. VIP, can we get you to give out the number to your show? That time and that channel and all that good stuff.
Sure. It's 319-527-6300. That's one to be heard. And it is tonight at 9 o'clock. That's Eastern Standard Time, and that is around 45 minutes from now. So come on out and have some fun.
We're keeping it positive tonight.
We're keeping it fun.
Hot seat questions.
So no toy questions this week, right? Babe, Wednesday night. They was being nasty.
Yep, they were. But
they
were
talking about toys.
But guess what?
They were talking about
it wasn't me.
Yes.
But it wasn't me.
I know it wasn't.
That was not my topic. My name is Shaggy.
So
it wasn't me. I'm trying to tell you.
You're so shy.
It wasn't me.
Oh, this from Cinnabon. I'm so sorry.
I'm Shaggy. Oh my goodness.
No, I'm Shaggy. I was Shaggy on Wednesday. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. Okay. Let you tell it.
That don't surprise me one bit.
They were nasty. I heard about that one. I'm glad I didn't go there. I just sit back and listen.
You know they're gonna be cutting the food too, and the Sexy Divas. You know they're gonna be cutting the food over there too.
They do it all day, every day. Last week, last month, they do it all the time.
Look at the ringleader.
How?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Not me. You know, I'm talking about that VIP. Not me.
Look. My phone can't hear y'all.
Well, Ms. VIP, we're going to go ahead and send you on
yes,
down
ma'am.
To the concierge.
All right.
Get that room.
All right,
darling. Sit back, relax, listen to the rest of the show until you cannot listen anymore. Never know what you might
all
get
right.
to hear.
Oh, boy. All right.
One love. One mic.
One mic. One love. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. VIP. Make sure you get on over there immediately following this show over there on the Tiffany Media. All right. So right now we're going to go ahead to a music break. And, well, just a break, not necessarily music break, whatever happened break. And we'll be back in a few minutes. Again, you are listening to Pip the Mic, Open Mic Fridays, with your host, Aziz, the pulmonologist. And I'm joined by the always sexy, the always beautiful Subliminal. Tonight I want to talk to you about a soothing situation. Check this out. Tonight is my pleasure to indulge my duty to make your temple feel beautiful. Providing adventurous comfort for your vitamin P is essential to accent your sensual. I've been known to make your soul move, groove, so when you moan, it's like your octave has plagiarized the smooth tunes of Najee's saxophone. And your tone is music to my ear, so I will atone for the wrongs done to your anatomy, and that is the motivation I have to be here. So excuse my rush. If I pull you straight from the tub, your body still filled with suds, bend you down, push my face in your love. Because in my head I've been replaying visions of your back shot more than my favorite clip on Pornhub. So I ask for your understanding. My urge to purge in you has my expansion grandstanding. Demanding that I impede on your standards. Feasting you like dinner, but I have no table manners. Because my oral is impolite. Flashes and messes haunts my past, and I don't see that changing tonight. Your ripe fruit is in my sight. It's only right I savagely indulge in your delight. Unsustained mites, this is a statue thirsting to get at you. Your temperature has you pushing the dial way past its highest point. Your joint has me floating like push. When I push buffness in you, in a rush to stuff you, and I trust you to be up to the challenge. Challenge every inch of my talent with your prize. Your funnel cloud inside suctions my stride when we collide. My surfboard rides your riptide until your water sprays like a maverick wave. Inspecting your cave is testing my man-made athletics. Engraving my shape in your display makes you sweat out those name brands, cosmetics. I know Mac calls a grip, but don't trip, I'll get it, so don't let it be the excuse for a truce, because your juice has met more than I expected now that it's loose. The soil of your garden blooms and has me consumed in your spring weather. In tune with your treasure, we measure each other's fertilization. Your verbalization is words that are all vowels like and expresses anticipation. My appreciation is impatient. I no longer leave you waiting. Our equal cadence has us taken and makes us trade ejaculations, creating this soothing situation.
Situation.
Oh,
this vintage point illuminates an exquisite image in the mirror. A remarkable work of art. Delightfully exquisite, impressive. Almost as if you couldn't believe your eyes. Glazing reflections and function stares. This complete showcase display of vulgar, scrumptious, luxurious, naked body. For a moment, everything in this full-length mirror becomes clearly stunning. Tilting your head back from time to time, embracing glorious reflection, erotic sensual imagery, revealing a profound, gorgeous, glorious goddess. At the mere presence of existence, palpitations make her tingle. Shining
inappropriate thoughts of her sexual peace. She whimpers like a naughty girl placed in timeout. Tightening the stick that conceals the depths where pleasure resides, holding her sexual intent, hostage begging to come out. Her body starts to quiver. A moan escapes her crevices from here to there, exemplifying agony and pleasure like some unspoken mutual force. She finds she likes to watch herself. It seems to increase the number of times she releases her pleasure appetite. She pants and moans, then bites her lips, beginning to grind with her vibrator temper. Slowly to fat, she increases her speed, spreading her lips wide so she enjoys her velvet lips, yearning for attention, perfectly trimmed, adorning her pretty presentation. Her pussy proceeds, shapely legs, admiring curvy hips. She's curious, but she's curiously sinking into a sultry passion beyond this universe, lightly stroking her swollen clit, engorged with exquisite, intoxicating lust, longing to be tortured. Her hands glide. They glide down her caramel outline, caressing each and every single frame. It was a piece painted by vanilla scented cream. She cries with a sigh, full of delight, watching the correlation and the correlation illuminate under submission. Tunneling deep inside her gorgeous temple, she collapsed between God and heaven's door. Her body becomes excited, numbing and limber. She begins to pump a little faster. The sound of thumping skin and flesh makes her release her sticky honey potion elixir. She reclines her luxurious picture painted naked body across satin canvases, intimacy, oblivion, eroticism, thrusting steady, between deep invasions, crossing pleasant galaxies of endless possibilities. She moans louder, without holding back hesitation, ripping into her ravenous canal with skill and precision, arriving at destiny's ecstasy. She begins to ooze her creamy feelings. Vibrantly, vibrating a wild fever that's about to birth a beautiful river. Love trickles down a melodious wet mound, lubricating inner thighs. She moans a release so vividly, so violently, resembling the reality of a boy's first nut. Her love juices work. They spurt and they spout and they flow fast and hard. She begins to scream in agonizing relief of delight. Her climax reveals a hypnotic effect. Now donning a blissful afterglow, laying in her pool of her excellent essence, body soaked in the calm. Her royalty blessed a gift moment. Now she's licking her liquefied nectar from her fingers. This is her favorite profound delight. She admires the reflection of radiant ingredients of sheer self-preservation, staring back at her through her mirror image, showing a perfect picture of purified, pure personal pleasure, personal pleasure, personal pleasure. And that's that drip, and that's that drip, and that's that drip.
The mere sound of your voice or the way you strutted across the floor, the opening of your strong, bold chest pressed against my breast while we were dancing, or was it after that. I stood just staring in our lifetime. Fuck the bullshit and hitting all the corners. I'll just be straight up and let you know exactly how I feel, King. Let's just get the introductions out the way. Hi, my name's Teresa. And what is your name? It really doesn't matter at this point because in my damn mind, I had all the types of sex with you. I mean, you took my feet and stretched them so wide, I could tell the latitude of my legs was 69 nautical kilometers and your dick heading in between them at a 31 degree angle of longitude. Woo!
You were
in and out of the core of my main power source, making rhythm and sounds with all bodies. Your dick entering my white lips. Shush, slush, slush, slush. My hands pulling you closer to feel every single inch. Our bodies making the clapping noises as if we have just completed a performance and we have a standing ovation. Speaking of, let me give you your accolades. That 3.61 inch penis that when it erected at its 5.16 inches worked my pussy walls in ways I would have never thought of. I know the whole damn club heard my soul scream. And I was screaming for you to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper you went. I think my favorite number gonna be 5.16. Ooh, shit, King. You were tossing and turning all 18 size ass on every table, bar stool, and stage. I never had this type of rage, ever. And King, if I had a screen connected to my body, I'd scream back and forth on that dick until we would need coconut oil to keep you tuned up. So you see, meeting you at that dance last night is what brings me back tonight. Staring in your eyes to see, do you see what I saw? So in a not-so-ladylike, too-short statement, do you like the fuck? And y'all, all I could do was stand there in a trance as he walked off, left me standing, legs gapped, pussy lips swollen, marks of passion on each side of my shoulders, panties on the bar, shoes on the table, my dress and hands still tied to the chair, locks in a static style, lipstick all over my damn face, and I can't remember one single time we kissed or I even put my lips on his dick. And then, I hear Usher play. As I drag that damn table across the floor to get my things so I could go.
You know I want your loving, baby. He insisted. Touching every open space. And I was wide open. His body, I was indeed scoping, feeling, groping, way beyond hoping. Ice cubes melting, I'm all in. Today is a good day. He spit it up in my face. He had me needing, he had me fiending, scratching, fluttering eyelashes. He had me moving like a worm in hot ashes. Baby, I was all over the place. Frantic state. His spit salivated where I was dry. And it had me, oh, he had me super duper high. I can't deny that his spit, felt good as shit. Oh yeah, he can indeed get the business. From orientation, hourly wages, right down to his workstation. His spit, he killed it. Cremation, illest with it. Got me thinking, meditation. He spit in my face, and I wanted some more. And desperation. I'll admit it. Fuck it. I'm a thirst bucket. LaToya Luckett. Oh baby, I will indeed regret the day if you left me. Dehydration. Quench me. Hydration. Drench me, spoil me, rotten, touch the feel of cotton, baby rocking, with words smooth as baby oil, lubrication, hungry as hell, starvation. Hot and most definitely bothered. Perspiration, making it rain. Money coming, molasses moving. Warm organic honey. Child, I love the way it tastes. The way he had me laced. No grace. When there was no space between me and that man, and he spit all up in my face. Aji, reincarnated queen, I'm out.
Ladies and gentlemen, callers and listeners, you have been listening to Drifter Mike Presents Open Mic Fridays. I want to thank you for tuning in on this post-inaugural Friday. I just want to tell everybody, stay vigilant. stay blessed and look out for your family. Take care of the ones who love you. Subliminal, would you like to add anything? Would you like to add anything? Oh, but might she might be able to answer if I unmute her. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I might be able to say, hey, how you doing? You know, beautiful show, wonderful show, and you over here playing all these nasty pieces at the end, you know, spit in my face and soothing situation. You know, I mean, it's just all these little nasty
I see how you gloss right over yours, but I ain't going to. I see how you gloss right over yours, but I'm not going to even harp on that. We got to close the show, so go ahead and give these good people goodwill, and we out.
No, I'm going to say this, and then we out. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to fall up our fist, take a stand, and take back our land. Because it was made for each and every one of us. They passed the bill for our freedom. We are to have equal rights. So let's get together and stand together and do what we need to do and stop the steal of our freedom. I'm sorry, did I just go back to being conscious real quick? I did go there. I really did.
It's quite all right. It's all good to have a positive message going out. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for tuning in with us. We're going to go ahead and hit the deck. Peace and blessings and love to everybody. You've been listening to Drift the Mic.
Yes.
Anticipating.